Arabella Huntington was born on the wrong side of the tracks and spent decades reinventing herself as a refined art collector. Henry Huntington made a fortune off of tracks as the owner of Pacific Electric Railway. Together, Henry and Arabella amassed a fascinating collection of objects and artifacts, bequeathing it all to the public in a quest to, quote, advance learning in the arts and sciences. The same year they signed the document that would pave the way for the Huntington Library, Art Museum, and Botanical Gardens, great tides of change were swirling around the world. 100 years later, the Huntington is celebrating its centenary with an exhibition exploring that remarkable year. I sat down with Karen Lawrence, president of the Huntington, to talk about 1919.
I think it's unusual. We're celebrating a century of the Huntington, and yet the curators, Jenny Watts and James Gleason, decided to focus on 1 year, the beginning, 1919, to show the Huntington within the context of a very tumultuous year in the world. So soldiers returning from World War I, lots of social unrest, the history of California. So a way of both featuring the Huntington and saying it wasn't on an island. It was at a beautiful spot, almost a paradisal spot, but it was part of a whole social and political and cultural fabric. All of the objects, about 250 objects, all have a relation to 1919. They were either in the Huntington collection at the time, so Ben Franklin's manuscript of his autobiography, you know, incredible treasures like that, but also things that have been acquired since then that were published or pertain to 1919. Everything revolves around that turbulent year in world history.
Karen Lawrence is the president of the Huntington Library, Art Museum, and Botanical Gardens. Their 100th anniversary is just getting started, with the exhibition 1919 opening on the 21st. Head to the Arts Alive blog for more, kusc.org/artsalive. For Arts Alive, I'm Kelsey McConnell.